so long, me no come out of street in the night and skylark. Cause you can't trust no shadow when it come after dark. When Nelson war in John John, and Picton war Dan Kelly man. Yeah, picking up shells was never part of my plan. Put down the guns in each and drop in a the land. When Nelson war in John John, and Picton war Dan Kelly man. Yeah, picking up shells was never part of my plan. Put down the guns, we need some love in the land. We need some love in the land. We need some love in the land.
KLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
Everything. I wonder how life without it would go. From the concrete, who knew that a flower would grow? Looking down from the top and it's crowded below. My 15 minutes started an hour ago. Truth over fame, you know I respect the blatant shit. When I hear him talking, I just don't know what to make of it. Hate is so familiar to me, I'm slowly embracing it. Doesn't come natural, bear with me, it could take a bit. Yeah, and my dreams are who I'm racing with. But you can see I'm pacing it, so that I'm always chasing it. Wayne put me right here, that's who I get the paper with. I hope that my success never alters our relationship. Yeah, this life is something I would die for. October's on, but it's looking like July 4. I just wish they let you try it first. This time I'm really going off. Fireworks.
Oh, today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream. And I think that I just realized what.
Give it up for me. Look at how I'm placing all my napkins and my cutlery. I could tell it wasn't love, I just thought you fucked with me. Who could have predicted lucky strike with how you stuck with me? Damn, I kept my wits about me luckily. What happened between us that night? It always seems to trouble me. Now all of a sudden these gossip rags want to cover me. And you making it seem like it happened that way because of me.
but I was curious, and I never forget it, baby, what an experience. You could have been the one, but it wasn't that serious. There was smoke in the air before, that was me clearing it, that felt good. All in all, I learned a lesson from it, though. You never see it coming, you just get to see it go. Yeah, I should have looked up in the sky at first. Now I can see it in her eyes, fireworks.
Today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it.
Everything the same, but it feels different. My dad called me up knowing that I still listen, and he still got his foot out, guilt tripping. It's been years though, I just learned to deal with it, for real. Me and my realtor, we built up a better rapport. Got my mother in a place with some better decor. She searched the entire city, I let her explore. And now she's saying she more lonely than ever before. How many of our parents' marriages lasted? I was only 5, I bet I barely reacted. I'm flying back home for the Heritage Classic. Searching for that feeling, tell me where's the magic? Let's stay together till we're ghosts. I wanna witness love, I never seen it close. Yeah, but I guess I gotta find it first. That's why I'm really going off, fireworks.
Today it begins. I've missed them before, but won't miss them again. I keep having the same dream, and I think that I just realized what it means.
All I see is fireworks.
Rob Dude just walked in, just got off the plane. He walked in here totally white-faced, you know, like a ghost, and said, "We have it." And I said, "You have what?" He'll be on tomorrow to tell us about it. But while everybody's looking at the oil spill, which is important, I'm looking at Iran. I'm looking at military drills in Chicago. Tell folks what you witnessed, dude.
Well, apparently since the mid-90s, the National Guard in Illinois has been working with Poland as like a sister type program. So they had Polish troops there training with the American troops, and we actually witnessed and videotaped a terror drill where they had Boy Scouts as the victims, and the Polish troops were dressed up as commandos. They said they were only going to be observing, but they were actually participating in this event. And then we even have later on camera one of the city of Chicago terror officials, our emergency management official, said they're just there observing. They're just there to observe.
And, of course, in Police State 4, the Rise of FEMA, that you co-directed with me and Douglas, we had the colonel. We interviewed the colonel who admitted the Army was training for gun confiscation in Iowa, and I've been to the drills a decade ago where they were training to take on American gun owners. Folks, the military is training. It was in NLE 09, 14 nations, 14 nations to take on American gun owners.
I saw it with my own eyes, and we have we have hours of video of this, of the guys working together and doing these drills. And
I need you. I know you're working on going through all the chemtrail videos, the hundreds we've been sent that are incredible from all over the world, but I need you to race and just get that stuff so in the next few days, maybe on Saturday, I know you haven't seen your family, or I guess we can wait. We just don't have the personnel. That's why your financial support is so important. If I had the money, I'd have a few more editors, a few more camera guys. We're limited, folks. Like, people are hopping mad. Some of them are. They want us to go to the Gulf. But I don't have the people.
I know.
I mean, am I supposed to give orders to armies that don't exist? It's like I'm Hitler or something in my bunker giving orders to armies that only exist on maps. I mean, it's not going on here. I mean,
it's pretty crazy. And another thing that happened, I was filming at the Sears Tower, and they're doing road work underneath. There's these road systems that go underneath the main roads, the street-level roads. And they were all closed off. I said, well, that's interesting. I'm going to go down there and start filming that. And I'm shooting, and all of a sudden a guy in a suit appears and said, sir, what are you doing down here? I said, I'm just, you know, shooting video. He goes, no, you can't be down here. You can't be down here. So what are y'all doing down here? He goes, oh, it's all road work construction, but it's all underneath, you know, where the Sears, it's now called the Willis Tower. And that's another little bit that was just a little side thing that happened.
Oh, it's total mafia takeover. Listen. Get the guys to set you up for at least 30 minutes on the show tomorrow, all right?
All right.
Good job. I'll see you.
All right.
Good morning, CKLN listeners. This is the 23rd day of June 2010. You are listening to CKLN Rood Awakening, 88.1 FM, CKLN.FM online, and Rogers Cable Box 947. This is Rood Awakening. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, here on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays to discuss what's going on today here in Toronto and around the world. We are in a system of globalization, so what be happening here also be happening elsewhere, for better or worse. And what be happening here, well, hey, when the media talks about something in your neighborhood, when they talk about what's happening in the Sudan, for example, and they get a bunch of celebrities together, and this is a couple of years ago, and they say, we got to stop the genocide in Darfur. And then we all get used to the genocide in Darfur. And besides, the genocide in Darfur, it was overplayed in the sense that the Americans, Anglo-American establishment, was basically battling China for the Sudan's resources, and so they were both picking different sides, and they were prolonging that conflict, because the more messed up the Sudan is, the more stuff they can take. It's kind of like if I walk into your house and you know, you're in good health and you got stuff there and you want to defend it, and, you know, then I may have a problem. But if I throw a grenade in there and I walk in later and pick up, you know, any stuff that's not broken, probably be a lot easier. And so you can consider that, in a nutshell, foreign policy for the last, oh, several hundred years. Probably human history, but you know, let's stick with what we can focus on here easily, and that's the 20th century, where essentially the colonial powers that be evil, the British Empire, the Dutch Empire, and the French, you know, and Portuguese, and the Italians, and Germans, the Teutonic Empire, Prussians, certainly, I mean, a bunch of these guys. They were taking turns carving up much of the world, and there were other empires, you know, overseas. It's just that, you know, over the last 500 years or so, most of the Western powers have taken primacy over the world. They never stopped. Nobody ever took their stuff that I know of. But I never learned it. I still haven't learned it. I still haven't learned who took the British Empire's stuff. Like the British Empire, that, you know, they ran up and they took stuff. They took the Hope Diamond from India, and they stole $1 trillion worth of assets from India, you know, based on some estimations. You know, and so on and so forth, from around the world, Africa, everywhere. And I don't know who took their stuff. You know, I know that the movie Life and Debt, directed by Stephanie Black, referenced this here on Rood Awakening a couple weeks ago. Life and D-E-B-T talks about Jamaica's independence from England in 1962, and the mess of problems they ran into after that, trying to get loans from anybody in the world, and then having to go to the IMF and World Bank, which are basically run by England. And America, the Anglo-American establishment, as it's known, because they are primarily who's running the world today. They are running the New World Order with arms, think tanks, secret societies, and armies of you know, bureaucracies and security forces and brainwashing and scientists and professors and activists and just a huge network, an interlocking network that the rest of us operate within here in 2010 and that the rest of us can know about because it has been exposed. So that's what makes everything really easy today, is that it's all been exposed. It's all been out there. You got people like Bob Chapman been talking about these guys for 45 years. Dr. John Coleman played a clip yesterday on the show. He wrote the Committee of 300. He was releasing a series of monographs, as he calls them, basically, you know, essays, books, about the powers that be evil, because he used to work for MI6, British Intelligence, and yet since 1969, he's been putting out, you know, pretty hardcore information about these guys. Now, if you get a spook that's trying to fool you, then they might have probably would have flipped, you know, on us over the course of 40 years. But he's never backed down in his, yeah, this is who the bad guys are. And every once in a while, you know, we'll get a back room at the Ramada Inn and in the 80s. And there'll be a talk about the real global power. And people were pretty smart back then. They just didn't have access to information. And these are not saying people aren't smart. I interact with people all the time. They're smart. It's just that we've been bombarded with so much different information. They basically changed our software, you know, the way our brains work, to change us, to make it more difficult for us to process information, because then they can just throw it at us. You know, instead of getting appropriately outraged, they can just beat us over the head with things. They could be like, hey, we wasted your money. Hey, we messed up your health. Hey, we're screwing up the Gulf with the BP oil spill. You know, hey, we're thinking of starting a new war with Iran. I mean, we've been thinking about this for 5-6 years. If they really were as dangerous, you know, oh, they're about to nuke, they're going to do this and that, no. You know, then you know, we really should have gone, you know. If I'm thinking about fighting with a guy for 5 or 6 years, I should have thought about not fighting with him by now. What do you do? Well, and that's the key. What are you going to do? And how are you going to feel? And what are you going to say at this time in history? So, you got a new world order. Start out the show with Fireworks by Drake, featuring Ms. Alicia Keys, pregnant now, courtesy of Mr. Swizz Beatz. And so wish him luck with that. And Drake, I heard he already went platinum in Canada. I just want to make it clear, this guy's younger, prettier, and better than me. But I am not, you know, swanging, you know, off his loincloth here. I'm anti-hating, and I like what I like. You know, I remember a couple years ago, I walked into CKLN here, and I was wearing a Snoop Dogg T-shirt. And Norman, veteran CKLN programmer, shout outs to Norman Otis Richmond, just casually remarked, you know, oh, you're a Snoop Dogg fan. And I wasn't trying to go at him at this, but I always make sure that, you know, people try to box me in, but they can't box from a box. So yeah, a box with them and I win, something like that. Yeah, I can fly a little tighter, but the point is that you can't, you know, and so I'm always trying to make sure I wriggle out of this box. And so I was like, yes, but that doesn't mean I don't like Celine Dion. Now, I don't like Celine Dion. Someone's going to clip that clip from the radio show and say, loser. But no, it doesn't mean I don't like Celine Dion. I don't like Celine Dion. I don't dislike her especially because I just waste my energy too, but I'm not a fan at all. But my only point was saying that whatever, whoever you are, whoever the hell you are, whatever your impression of what a Snoop Dogg fan is, that may not be me. And it may not be most Snoop Dogg fans. It may not be any Snoop Dogg fan. Because obviously, you know, as you look deeper into them, you know, you can break things down differently. But we tend to want to put people in boxes today. And that makes communication more difficult. We tend not to. My roommate and I were talking last night, you know, and I'm over for a few on getting married. I've done the relationship thing well. He's had a few different relationships, but he's a bit younger than I. I'm trying to give him some advice, and he's saying to me stuff like, you know, I got it, yo, it's this, and whatever. He's trying to cut me off, And I'm just like, you know what, man, don't worry about it. And I tried to explain to him. I was like, you know, let's see what's happening here. You're a super genius producer boy. And if you're on the computer and you're trying to show me, you know, something on Ableton Live, you know, which you know how to use, and you know, you can do stuff in 2 minutes. It'll take me 2 hours to scratch my head, and I'll still get it wrong because, you know, you use the program a lot more and so on. This would be exactly like if you were working the keypad, the mouse, and the thing, and I started just grabbing it and pushing buttons. Like, oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Oh, it's you know, as if I couldn't sit there and calmly say, no, I don't know as much about this, you know, as you do. I'm okay with that. I'm looking to learn. And the quicker I let you do this, the quicker I'll learn it, and the quicker I can get on to doing something besides not learning it. And I'm not trying to be didactic here. But look, you know what you know. All right, everything I say about me, because I'm a philosopher, I'm trying to make these principles universal. I'm going to get into some news and break down the whatever in a second, because I'm staring at all the national headlines in me. I'm staring at a Metro here that says, "Where is everyone?" on the cover of today's Metro. And it's got a cute little girl with a cute little yellow raincoat and a cute little blue Dora the Explorer backpack, I guess. And it says here, "A child looks up at the security fence erected underneath the CN Tower yesterday as final preparations are made to host the G20 summit. The fence forms a perimeter around the security zone centering on the Metrotronic Convention Center, where world leaders are due to meet this week." And I saw an article from Yahoo News, CBC actually, courtesy of Yahoo News, saying three shots were fired, last night, 3:30 in the morning, or whatever. Last night, 3:30 in the morning. And the cops gave chase all the way to Etobicoke. They only got partial license plate. And so they're trying to trace the black sports car. Now, how do cops chase a car to Etobicoke from downtown and not get the license plate? Was this story true? Is this spooks, you know, with some false flag effery, you know, trying to say, you know what, let's lick off some shots, get the cops all agitated and worked up. And then, you know, tomorrow they're going to be looking at us like, you know, like, look, I got to shoot first, because if one of you takes me out, it's over. And so they may have engineered this. Could have just been some guys hot up on some gangsta-ish that felt like driving by a wall with tons of cops. And this is in Clubland somewhere, it's nearby. Licking off three shots when they know there's 1,000 cops. 10,000 cops, troops, spooks, mercs, private contractors in this city. Driving around in vans. Other people know this. Like, yeah, they're driving around in vans. Red vans, blue vans. I took a picture of one I mentioned yesterday in a budget van. Drove around yesterday. The lady got out. I was at Queen and Spadina. I was basically postering after it rained all day. I had a crazy day. I had a whole bunch of things to get into. But anyway, so you know, they're just driving around eyeing the city, and it's sort of like a vacation almost. Like before the summit itself, it's like just drive around, cruise around, like small town. You know, what you do in small towns? I've been to small towns. It's just dudes driving around in their cars, you know, slow, playing music, doing whatever, just hanging out. You know, and if anything goes down, everybody can hop out and wild out. But you know. Whatever. Otherwise, just chilling. It's a nice night. So anyway, back to understanding. I got this little notebook here, which I found, which an ex-girlfriend gave to me for my birthday. So I'd like to read the dedication she gave to me here. It says here, use my given name. Treat this journal as an empty vessel. One in which you can put all your ideas, theories, and muses, and thus freeing your mind from excessive thinking and worrying, let you have mental peace. And this is from Mrs. Classic, and this is from 2001. She's lovely. The fact that it didn't work is not her fault at all. But I wrote down at the time, you know, Conversations with My Girlfriend is a book I was going to have back then, because I used to give people advice all the time about this stuff, you know, because I had great girlfriends and you know, we were really cool, and I never brought anybody around that, you know, anybody goes, what are you doing with her, you know, or anything like that, or, you know, and it was always like, it was always cool. And I've just been lucky, but I've also been smart, and I've also been confident, so I don't settle for anything less, and my time's my time. You know, I'd rather watch, you know, a Chris Rock stand-up special for an hour and a half than go out on a bad date, you know, and waste an hour and a half. You know, my man and I were just joking yesterday that, hey, let's just both hang out at Starbucks with the headphones on, listen to Guns N' Roses, because they sound better than we do. So there's lots of ways to use your time better than just sort of, you know, twisting, you know, who you are to try and get something. But yeah, man, I talked about Rogers Cable, internet always on. You always want that connection, and how I wanted to make sure that I could always call her, she could always call me, and that was a unique part of our relationship. I talked about hugs at the time, because there was another dude that liked her, and occasionally would hug her from behind or something when she's sitting in a chair, and I'm like, sweetie, he's just trying to feel your breasts. He's getting some underside breasts, he's a nerdy guy, and he's trying to be friendly that way, and it's not nice, and you know, you can tell, and some people will hug you like that, some people won't. Some of my friends, you're not allowed to hug no more, because I know how they hug you, and they're a little too liberal with it, and so, you know, I would say no, she don't hug. And dudes, back off, and if it's my girl, then she'll listen to me. I'll listen to her too, but if she doesn't make me feel like a man, well, I want to be a man. So I'm going to find someone who does. And on and on and on. Oh, the club, the gut. Sometimes, you know, the club for the steering wheel, the big orange thing you lock on the steering wheel. Sometimes, when I'm with a girlfriend and you know, I'm like, ah, honey, I'm going to run off and play basketball. She's like, oh, come on, what if I cook dinner and we hang out, watch a movie? That happens often enough. Get a little gut. And, as I tell her, I said, yeah, you ever seen a club on a car steering wheel? You know, it's high visibility, protects the car from getting stolen. Well, I'm wearing the club because its high visibility will protect me from getting stolen. And on and on and on. So this is just some random musings going back, you know, 10 freaking years on this stuff. And I'm trying to figure out why at this time, you know, in our conflict and dialectic averse culture, you know, we have trouble understanding things that so many people understand. The New World Order, the control system, mind control. 9/11 was an inside job. You know, I'm wearing a shirt that says that right now. And I'm going to go hit the streets again with flyers and posters that say, screw the $1 billion G20, quote, protest. Who wants to just go yell at a fence and go home? Can we share the non-GMO shopping guide instead? Couple of pictures, seedsofdeception.com, and below that, whatyouwantabelievein.com. And I'm doing this last night from, you know, well, let me give you a couple of updates. Friday went to the world premiere, theatrical world global premiere of the new movie United We Fall from Press FOR Truth.ca, directed by Brian Law and produced by Dan Dix, and amazing. Amazing. Great film. You can tell by the audience reaction, too. I'm not just saying it. I was in it. I'm one of the guys, you know, featured as one of the, you know, those guys are bad. And then we have the bad guys, who aren't really bad guys. They're nice enough to do the film. So they're just globalists. They're just raised in that system. They're raised to be, you know, uber yuppies, you know, uber, you know, bureaucrats, technocrats. Alan Gottlieb, John Manley, veteran politicians. At one point, John Manley says, well, you know, I'm just a humble lawyer. And Brian has the audacity of, hope you get this, to list, you know, his massive Canadian political resume, held this position, this cabinet, this portfolio. And so, no, these people are not, you know, just humble or whatever. They're certainly influence makers, and they were nice enough to be in the film and give us the globalist perspective, which they are trying to sell us these days. Sell us as inevitable, as necessary. You get a guy in a suit who's an expert, who works for the establishment, going, well, in an era of globalization, you know, the only way the Canadian economy can survive is if Canadians tighten our belts and put a little more time. In India and in China, they're working 50, 60 hours a week. Canadians need to step up to make sure we can compete in the new economy. There we go. Okay, Mr. Expert. Now, you know, wait a minute. What the hell are you doing? You know, if that's the global economy, I want out. Out. We'll go visit. I'll go visit it. I don't care. Like, if the EU is the EU, and Canada's Canada, and not the NAU, the North American Union, which the film United We Fall, which you can see, you know, the DVD's out, so go buy it. Go to pressfortruth.ca and buy it. Go to Conspiracy Culture, the store at Queen and Roncesvalles, or conspiracyculture.com to buy it. And it's about the North American Union. I don't, you know, what you do is what you do. What you do is what you do. What we do is what we do. And so we got to decide, you know, what that is. And to do that, we can't be afraid to talk about it. And to do that, we can't be afraid to correct the crap we picked up. You know, we can't be afraid to do that. You know, and we can't be afraid to do more than just cry that we want something. You know, which is essentially what the protests are. You know, instead of playing to get something done, like, over the next few weeks, we're going to contact these parties to try and, or, you know, put pressure on these and make whatever with these. And there are people that do that in some ways, you know, but you know, this is just a big, you know, we want change, we want stuff, you people suck. And then you go home. And you expect that to accomplish something. You know, all it does is piss off the people who don't do it and confirm the people that invited you to, you know, the holding pen where they're holding all these protests now and who surrounded you with, you know, heavily armed, militarized police and so on, that they can control you. They got you now, you know. Every time you chicken heads want to cluck, you know, we can tell you to cluck off by sticking you in a pen and getting you to blow off steam and sending you home and making you think you did something. And at the same time, we can do this over and over again because we trained you to be so, you know, polite that you can't disagree with each other. You know, you can't say anything because and then, you know, we get a couple of people who cry, you know, if people disagree. And so people stop. And then certain ideas are promoted, and a bunch of people have them, especially young ones, because they're coming up, and they're learning this stuff. And you can't tell them otherwise. Because if you do, you're a prick. We all want to do this. We all want to do this. We all want to have fun. What? I know people who are doing this. They're nice. People are nice. Yeah. You know what? You're not being nice. You're being less polite than I am. Because you're screwing over the people you're trying to help. Starving Africans, starving everybody, poor everybody, health risks, you know. You know, I'm putting out flyers that say, screw the $1 billion G20 protest. You know, who wants to yell at a fence and go home? Montreal and Vancouver don't use fluoride. Do they know something that we should? Fluoridealert.org. And a little picture with a baby saying, if there's any doubt, get it out. Because, you know, even dentists and even pro-fluoride people say, yeah, you should never make baby formula with fluoridated water. It's just too much fluoride for a baby to take, mess up their brain. But not a lot of people know that. And I got to say that I think, and I'll say it again, I might be, you know, the only guy who says this, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter. You know, I wish that more people did. And I'm thinking more people will. Because I don't get no hate on the streets when I put these up. I put up 200 of these. People walk by. They finally see me. And I've been doing this for a minute. And I'm the only guy that looks like he's doing this. And I don't get no hate. You know. I did get one guy who was a postering last night for a different event. Palestinian Film Fest event coming up to me saying, hey, man. You know, can you not, you know, whatever my poster. And I was like, dude, I'm avoiding the details, but your posters are 10 times larger than mine. Mine are 4 to 8.5 by 11 page. Yours are, you know, literally 10 times larger. And I'm trying not to cover any key details and not to put them up. And then he talked about the protest, and he said, tall white dude, skinny, blonde, youngish, you know, early 20s, maybe, I don't know, and slightly effeminate in that way that, you know, guys are today, even if they're not gay. You know, a lot of guys are sort of acting more effeminate, skinnier jeans and more, you know, more fashion-y obsession and all that crap. But whatever, nice guy. I got nothing against whatever, and we've all been whacked. I just hope that, you know, this doesn't detract from one's anti-New World Order fighting capabilities. So, you know, I really don't care. You can be Ponce de Leon. You can be Liberace. You can be whatever. You can dress in a chicken suit. I just hope you put up some flyers that, you know, help stop babies from being retarded by fluoride. Then what am I going to say to you? But this isn't about. I can't do. Look, I'm. All I did was Queen Street yesterday. Actually, no. All right, so let's work backwards. Yesterday, a crappy day. So I'm like, ah, damn it. They chemtrail sprayed us on Sunday. I saw that. I was in the lab working on music on Monday on a beautiful day. So I suck. But hey, you know, music's fun. And then Tuesday morning comes. I'm all ready to go through my 4 days of pre G20 flowering, blow out the stacks, wake up the whole city. And what do I see? Torrential downpours. Ah, it sucks. But I went and got my printing done. Went and got my cutting done. You can print for 3 cents a copy. A lot of places in Toronto, and you can cut for $1 a cut at Kinko's. And what cut means, if you got. And you can go to whatyouwantabelievein.com or torontotruthseekers.com, the file section of the meetup, to see a whole bunch of templates there. For $18, you know, I can print 500. And if there's four to a page, that's 2,000. And then, you know, for another, $2, $4, whatever, depending on what they charge you at Kinko's, because they can usually do all 500 for, you know, just, you know, two cuts. But sometimes they'll say, I can't do it. It'll mess up the machine. You know, it's a big stack. Better to split them, fine, $4. So for $22, plus tax, $25, you have 2,000 mini posters that are of a good size. And you can put them up in your hood. And you have people go, oh, neat. And they can be short reads. I also got a long one that says, can we educate the G20 protesters? That goes through many of the reasons I've discussed here on this show, among others, about why they should have been held in a remote location. You know, why they shouldn't have held it here. Why this is a giant, you know, PSYOP, psychological military operation. It's a giant NORTHCOM operation. It's part of that. You know, I passed by another protest at Dundas, Queen and University yesterday. No one is illegal, I think, deportation protest there. Massive police presence. There's about, you know, 50 protesters there and about 50 cops all lined up in bikes right beside them. And I know there's extra ones in the city, but, you know, we have to understand what this is. You know, this is a menacing presence here. And nothing against the cops. They're just ordered to do this. But we shouldn't have a city, you know, where this takes place. You need to get some off-duty cops at a barbecue, just chilling at a park, and there'll be like 1,000 UN troops there. It'll be like, what? We're in global government now. And the cop's like, I'm just trying to chill at a barbecue. And this guy's like, sir, what are you doing? And on and on and on and on. But you know what? You know what? Screw this. I'm going to play AJ, Alex Jones, from, again, the 4th of June. Why 4th of June? It's the freaking 23rd. Well, because this is a clip called Men Need to Get Mad, and then Senator Jim DeMint on how 94% of bills in the U.S. Congress are passed sight unseen. We got to get some data on Canada, folks. We got to realize that. Yeah, we gotta realize what the game is that we're in. But first, we gotta figure out how to react to the crap that we already know sucks.
It's just all lies, ladies and gentlemen. Of course it's lies. They're poisoning our water supply, and every GMO crop sterilizes every mammal species is fed to. Of course they're gonna lie and steal everything. They're poisoning your butt. They think the world belongs to them, and they don't want you on it. You're seen as cockroaches in their pantry. You got that? Oh, my gosh, because last hour I read the major news study on 3 generations of guinea pigs fed GMO soy, completely sterilized and mentally retarded with hair growing out of their mouth. Go look at the photos on my website. Just mutated zombies.
And then we have all the studies with links to it where humans, one generation eating GMO, same thing's already happening. You like that? You think that's cute? You think that's fun? You think it's... Folks, the government has declassified tens of thousands of times that they would take children and radiate them to death, foster children in our government, where they would give pregnant wives of GIs uranium, plutonium pills just to see what type of miscarriage they'd have. Or where they'd march troops into a chamber, our own troops, and nerve gas them. Oh, the government wouldn't carry out 9/11. Grow up. Grow up. They use this fake patriotism to gut the country. Okay, you better grow up. I'm risking my life to do this. I'm going to tell you, I'm not scared one bit about them killing me. I could care less. I'm not scared one bit to give you this information. That's a normal human instinct when your entire species is threatened, your entire tribe is threatened, for a man to care less about what happens to him to fight you. You've had your instincts stripped and your humanity sucked out of you if you've got any fear of these people. My only fear is not doing a good job and not fighting them hard enough and not motivating enough people to defeat this scum. Bunch of control freaks, bunch of chicken neck. You go to these globalist conferences that are public with all the scientists and all the talking about exterminating us, bunch of chicken neck control freaks on a power trip. All right, I said I got a bunch of news and I got to cover because all these guests are coming up. Let's play Senator DeMint talking about how 90%+ of the bills aren't even looked at. You understand? That's a lawless, criminal, out-of-control government. But don't worry. Some car cleaning place doesn't pay a 4 cents tax bill. Armed IRS shows up to threaten them because they're all busy by law only focusing on little people, not on the big boys stealing everything. They'll bust an occasional Hollywood person knowing it's high profile. It's just lawless, total criminals. Got it? Here it is.
And I appreciate them willing to put some solutions forth here. But I think it's really important that we talk about the bigger picture when we talk about secret holes. And I do want to make it clear I'm not interested in holding anything in secret. As a matter of fact, whenever we do, as part of steering or personally, we let the cloakroom know they can tell anyone they want that we're holding a bill. So I'm not trying to preserve any kind of aspect of a secret hole, but I think it is important that America know what we're talking about here. At this point in the Senate, 94% of all the bills are passed unanimous consent. 94%. So this is hardly a lack of productivity. And what this means is 94% of the bills that pass the Senate have no debate, no vote, no amendments, no reading of the bill, no online disclosure, and very often no score from the Congressional Budget Office. When I first took over the steering committee, one of the things I learned real quickly is that whenever we're having a break, if we're going for a week like we are this week, on my way to the airport, I would get a call from staff telling me there were dozens of requests to pass bills, unanimous consent, because they knew we were all going out of town. And a lot of them had some pretty big price tags on them. Folks, you don't get $13 trillion in debt when you're doing things right. And part of the problem is that 94% of the bills that pass the Senate pass in secret. The problem is not secret holes, it's a secret passing of bills, when very often we don't even know who's requesting bills. And if we didn't have staff available at night when they run their so-called hotlines, which means the phone in your office rings, they ask if you will agree to pass a bill. You haven't read it. You don't know what it's cost. But if you don't agree to pass it by unanimous consent, you are holding the bill. If you ask to read it for the next day or two, it's very likely that some association is getting emails from either the Republican or the Democrat side that Senator DeMint is holding this desperately needed piece of legislation, who nobody else has read. I'd be glad to work with my colleagues on dealing with this issue if they believe secret holes are a problem. But I frankly think passing 94% of the bills without anybody even reading them or knowing they're getting passed is not a good way to do business. I think it's fair to have some system where, first of all, you cannot secretly ask for a bill to be passed unanimous consent. And that's what goes on here today. And we should look at the Coburn-McCaskill Amendment, where if you want something passed, unanimous consent, in the dark of night, that you have to put it on the Internet for at least 3 days with a cost from the Congressional Budget Office so we know what we're getting into.
Okay. You can watch the whole video. That's only part of it up at InfoWars.com.
That's why I say a protest, you gon' do before this. That's why I say a protest, you gon' do before this. Long sun stay shining, I stay grinding, rain check still smiling.
And we're back, CKLN listeners. Again, that was Alex Jones. Talking about how, yeah, you got to get mad. You know, your anger, your passion, your empathy, your ability. If I can't do it, then who can?
So do what you want. See them showing up. No, you're just doing what they want, son.
That's right. They're here. And all right. So yesterday I decided, okay, fine. I'm walking through the path, and I'm walking down to the Union Station. I'm checking out, you know what's going on, and all the security there is at a heightened state of alert. You know, everybody's looking. They're a little closer. They're a little tighter in. You know, this is what this is for. It's to give the government an excuse to squeeze their hands around our necks a little tighter. Because anything's justified now. You know, even if I complain to someone else in our culture, they'll say, hey, it's a G20. You know, if I say, yeah, some cops, you know, picked me up, threw me in the back of a van, and, you know, interrogated me for, you know, an hour, checked through all my stuff, you know, took some fingernail and toenail clippings, and a lock of hair for a DNA analysis, or whatever. Which I'm not saying happens, but if it did, then what would people say? But anyway, because some people would say, you know, hey, it's a G20. It's a G20. It's a G20, G20. And so on. And so that excuses everything. But there's tons of stuff going on. I'd like to break down a couple of articles here. Because I can't just editorialize in free speech eyes. But, all right, I'm going to fly through this right now. Okay, so yesterday, go through the path, check it out. And then I'm trying to figure out, you know, where to go next to get my printing done. And I'm just hoping that the weather changes. And then I remembered that on Sunday, Friday was at United We Fall. Saturday, I don't know what the heck I was doing. Sunday, I was at Dundas Square, and I was checking out a North by Northeast show. And it was around between 5 and 6 p.m. or something like that. And an article called Flirty, sort of a semi-gay type dude, nothing against gay people. You know, with multicolored hair, whatever, but he was playing both sides. He was playing gay and playing straight on stage and had two dancers with him. And they were doing something called New Orleans bounce music, as they define it. But I got to say, and I got this on video, too, and I'll post these, and you can talk to someone who's there at North by Northeast Sunday Showcase at Dundas Square, that for that kind of music, that kind of bounce energy music, the crowd wasn't bouncing nearly as much as they would have because the performance was obscene. Now, I don't know if that matches the legal standard anymore. I'm 100% sure it used to. But the performance was obscene. For I don't care about obscenity. I'll pay for my own obscenity. I'll go see a movie with swearing in it or whatever. You know, nudity, whatever. But for Dundas Square, with a bunch of people walking up there, you know, with little kids, 6 p.m., not even 9, 10 p.m., you know, and it being sort of an open showcase, you know, for North by Northeast, you know, to use, to say to the public, hey, public, we got a whole festival going on where you can get a wristband for, you know, $10 and you can go see, you know, 20 bars tonight because that's what the deal was on Sunday. Just everything. Go walk in, just check out, you know, the names of some bands. Here's a program and it's on you to go see what you like. But here at Dundas Square, you know, I think they have a response. I think we should, and I'm pretty sure we do. A lot of it, we just don't express it much, but we should have a responsibility to tone it down a bit for the bigger audience. I got this radio show. I'm not allowed to swear on here or play any music with swearing. Between 6 and 7 a.m. according to CRTC regulations. And one slipped in earlier in the first track with Drake today, but again, just a little bit, not whatever. But this performance was excessive and descriptive, and all about this, and it was depressing. All about these relationships, you cheat on me, you can't lie to me, all this horrible stuff. But that's fine, and nothing but booty shaking, you know, and nothing but just, you know, whatever. And then there was girls up there, all these girls, all these like middle-aged white girls up there, and there was one just wearing little red shorts, doing the best she could to show us, you know, where her kids come from. And I got a lot of this on video, and I'm just looking at it, I'm just like, and the crowd, to our credit, and again, I got all this on video, the crowd, to our credit, and it's your judgment call I'll make, was not buying it. You know, we're polite, so we'll applaud at the end, and we'll whatever, but we weren't moving like we were being asked to, or chanting like we were being asked to, and he was having to cover it by going, hey, this is from New Orleans, and North by Northeast was having to cover it by coming back on saying, wow, it was pretty weird, eh? Yeah, we said we were going to go crazy. And that's the point. The New World Order is going to sell us crazier and crazier crap and tell us, hey, are you hip enough to get this? Are you cool enough to take this? Look at that. You know, we just, crapped in a box and left it on the street. It's a little glass box full of crap. Isn't that weird? Isn't that wild? Isn't that art? And instead of saying, get that crap out of here, we're supposed to go, I'm a little insecure. I better like that to make sure that I'm hip. Otherwise, I might not be hip. I don't know. Make up your own damn mind. Be a man. Be a woman. Be an adult. And so on. So. Article by my colleague Dan Dix from PressForTruth.ca. Go to PressForTruth.ca. They just did a video. This is featured on Infowars.com, and that always spikes the view count, especially before the G20. And PressForTruth.ca, to their credit, has done the best work on the G20 in this city so far. Multiple reports. They caught a freaking live terror drill at CIBC's Commerce Court. So go check that out. Streeters they've done. It's just unbelievable. And so it says here, G20 Toronto, provocateurs, metal cages, and the global elite, by Press for Truth, June 22nd, 2010. With just 1 week left until the international banksters invade Toronto, I went downtown with PFT members Stephen Davies and Brian Law to document all the activities surrounding the up-and-coming G20 summit. 3-meter-high metal fences surround the inner security perimeter known as, quote, the Red Zone, and thousands of police. I've already taken to the streets in an unprecedented show of force. And again, all it is a show of force. You know, violence never gets anything done. If you're a violent anarchist or whatever, what do you expect to happen if you blow something up? People don't like it, so they're not going to be like, yeah, you're right, the government sucks. I'm going to contact my MP and demand he, you know, draft better legislation, damn it, and stop, you know, funding corrupt institutions like the IMF that are screwing third world countries. Thanks, anarchists. You know, it doesn't do anything. And everybody knows it. We all know it. It doesn't accomplish anything. You know, building a giant fortress around a hotel. Like, what are we going to... We're equipped with tanks? You know? And you know, in their crazy 24 flashpoint, war on terror, whatever, world. You know, the media world. The media world that created a world that allows us to accept half a freaking concentration camp built in downtown Toronto, surrounded by thousands of police, for protection for a little meeting at the Metro Convention Center, as being normal. This is predictive programming. They showed us this crap on TV and in movies for years, and now it's here. So back to the article from Press for Truth, courtesy of Infowars.com. While reporting near the CN Tower, I was surrounded by police who wanted to know who I was and what I was doing. I took the opportunity to inform them about our freedom of speech, freedom of the press, Asian provocateurs, and the differences between the mainstream media and Press for Truth. They eventually backed off a few feet, and we continued to report. For more information, see Press for Truth. We have a caller. It is actually, it's Open Phones Week, right? So we're going to bring this caller up and see what they have to say. Caller, can you hear me? Caller? Caller, can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my friend.
All right, so you got to shut down your radio.
Hey,
sorry about that. Otherwise, it's going
to
hear.
You know what? The hardest thing is to disagree with people that you agree with. But Jim, the man, those right-wing wingnuts, I ain't agree with nothing those fuckers say, man.
All right, I'm going to let you go because the swear word. Man, I apologize, but I just can't have that on my show because then I might lose my show. On that whole thing, I'll just say this in a nutshell. I'm not going to go off on you because you didn't get a chance to explain yourself. But you did swear, so there it is. Apologize for that, caller, but you'll understand. If you're doing a show and you did that to me, I'd just have to understand that I swore. What they do, what the New World Order does as the ultimate divide-and-conquer strategy is they convince half the population that the other half are crazy. And that leads to all sorts of problems. So when the right thinks everyone on the left is crazy and the left thinks everyone on the right is crazy, what I say is I say they're both crazy. You know, they're both crazy. Because the fake left and the fake right is what leads to this fake fight. You know, Obama ain't no better than Bush. Check with the country. You know, not he's better looking, you know, whatever, and stuff like that. But, you know, Bush said a lot of great stuff, too. He didn't do anything. And Obama hasn't done anything. So what's the difference? So, the mainstream right and left that teaches us to hate half the people in the country where we live and think they're idiots are evil, and they're responsible for things like, you know, let's all get together and you know, demand, you know, systemic things, you know, like, you know, not deal with the real powers that be evil, you know, operate in the Orwellian doublethink where, yeah, we know Niall is an inside job, we're never going to look into it. Why? Because it's not cool to. In our circles. Well, look, if you're going to criticize the war on terror and you don't look into 9/11, then you're not going to be able to do it well. And so you're going to be rendered impotent. And if you want to go at the government, then, you know, you'd better keep looking. Especially when millions of people out there, when 1,200 architects and engineers at AE911truth.org, 1,200 co-signed the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. Now, mainstream left ain't going to say that. Mainstream right ain't going either. And as for Jim DeMint, you know, or Ron Paul or whatever, random people, random individuals on the left and right and self-identify just because they have to get into politics, we'll try and be honest and we'll whatever. Dennis Kucinich is good about a lot of things, but he's bad about gun control because, you know, they want to disarm us. And this is part of that process. Once they disarm us and they stick 10,000 cops in the city, they decide to say go, well, you got martial law. There it is. And especially with all the foreign cops here and foreign whatever and private contractors here. In the Tiananmen Square massacre back in 1997, if I'm correct about this, somewhere in the 90s, Tiananmen Square in China, in communist China, there's a big massacre. The Chinese government, to crack down on excessive protesting, you know, just like this, they knew, or they thought, just like governments have throughout history, that they couldn't get Chinese troops to fire on Chinese, you know, protesters easily. So they brought in Mongolian troops. And they did. And it's the same thing here. You know, why can't, you know, what is this? What is this giant slap in the face to our city? And why is the mainstream left going along with the protests? Why are they playing along with this? Why are they saying, yeah, this is all fine? You know, why are they agreeing to do this? And what are they seeking to accomplish? What is the plan? You got all these groups here. What's going to happen? You put all this work, all this time, all this energy, all this money, all these signs, all these costumes. What are you going to do? And you know it's just going to piss off everybody in this city based on the way the government's handling it. Now, if you just want to express yourself, you say it's not our fault that it's going to piss off everybody in the city because we don't want the government to respond to protests like this. And I'd say, well, look, yeah, maybe it's not all, you know, your fault or whatever. But if you play along with the government inviting you to a giant Hollywood set, you know, to do this, and if you play along with talking about this the way they want you to talk about it, then obviously you're partly responsible for what the hell is happening to this city. So that's my attitude, the mainstream left and the mainstream right, just to be clear about this. And I'll move on. And I apologize, caller. You can call back in. It's open phones this week. Please call back in tomorrow when we'll have more time for you. It's 6:58 right now, so I have to get out of here soon. Assuming Mr. Gaskin is somewhere on the way. But it says your Summit Security turns downtown into a ghost town. See? See? The protests force half the freaking city to evacuate. This is absolutely disgusting. I'm not standing for it. I'm standing for the people of this city, not for the idea of this party, the Communist Party, to be accurate about it. Where you get people to get Lenin, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin said in the early 1900s, Russian leader, one of the guys who birthed the Soviet Union, said, "We will win by the use of slogans." Because we can keep people from learning that 94% of the bills in Congress, aren't read. Because they won't listen to Jim DeMint or other people because their side said, don't listen to anybody from them. Don't listen to Ron Paul about the U.S. Federal Reserve private banking cartel that controls the world. Don't believe anything. Don't believe any truth these people say. Because, your side convinces you never. People do that with the media, too. They're like, oh, the Post lies, the Star tells the truth. And someone goes, the Star lies, the Post tells the truth. No, they both lie and they both tell the truth. That's how it works. They trap us with one narrative, and they trap us in different sides, and that's been the problem so far. So we got to break out of the false left-right political paradigm, realize they're both lying, and if they ain't talking about nothing serious, don't take them seriously. The whole mayor campaign, it's a joke. It's a huge freaking joke right now. I'm coming in after this G20 thing, and I'm just smashing things because this is ridiculous. Like, we deserve better than this from people that are taking our time, taking our money, and taking responsibility for how we live in this country. We deserve better than this. Back to the article from the cover of today's Metro here. Commuters to Toronto's downtown core have found many changes this week. A fortress-like security fence, a plethora, El Guapo, I added that, of police officers and spare time in which to take it all in. Security measures implemented for the G20 summit have sent most Toronto residents scurrying away from downtown core, which is under virtual lockdown the days leading up to the weekend meeting, and on and on and on. Anyway, I'm going to finish the obscenity thing. I went to 52 Division University in Dundas yesterday, and I talked to a police officer outside because you can't go anywhere anymore. The people are on guard everywhere. It's fine. I talked to him about it. So I got some video I'd like to talk to a police officer about, see if this is obscene or not. And the officer was very nice. I'm not going to mention their name, although he did take my ID, so I took his. I mean, otherwise I never bother. Like, I talk to police all the time in the city. I never bother. I don't care. You're just a guy, another dude, another man. And you have a job, and you have information, and I'd like to ask you a question or two, and that's it. And then I'm out of there, and it's none of my business. But if you take mine, I'm taking yours, and that's fair. And then I can track back, maybe what you wrote about me, if anything. And I'm sure it's fine. I've never done that, but whatever. I'm sure I'm on some list somewhere. I'm sure we all are in this country. So I looked into that, and they said that it's not considered obscene anymore, unless it was nudity or something explicitly sexual. Then I went to the city and City Hall, and I tried to find out who gave them the permit. And then I came back here to CKLN, and I was going to go to Dundas Square to their permit office because I want to get to the bottom of this and say to promoters, you can't put this kind of stuff in public in this city. Like, you can't just assault us with all sorts of perverted crap. And Pride Week notwithstanding, because, that's community standards issue, you're invited to a giant gay celebration. So if you show up and see some gay-ish going on, then, don't cry. But if you're just walking by Dundas Square out of the Eaton Center, from a nice shopping day, and you're a nice immigrant family, and you see this kind of crap on stage, just really obscene kind of language and obscene content and obscene dancing, you're getting unnecessarily assaulted for no reason. So that's not good. So looking into that issue, after that it started clearing up, and I decided, okay, I headed down downtown with a purpose, and I was met with a purpose. So I slapped up a couple of flyers in the financial district just north of the wall. Security, tons of security out there. They're all. And I feel really bad for Bay Street. Shout-outs to the Bay Street homies. Shout-outs to all the Bay Street homies out there. You don't deserve this. If this happened in any other neighborhood, if this happened in Little Portugal, my hood, where they're going nuts because Portugal is doing great in the World Cup, shout-outs to my hood, Little Portugal. Go Portugal, and I'm in the hood, so go Portugal. But if they did this to any neighborhood, surrounded it with police, a giant concrete metal fence, soldiers, cops, troops, just wait, just looking for trouble. And you had to sort of, you know, numb yourself to that environment. You know, you would be in a difficult situation. So although many people on Bay Street are responsible for many bad financial decisions, you know, again, you know, I shot the sheriff, and I want to know who you are. You know, I want to know what your decisions were before I don't like you, including this whole left-right thing. Like, what do you actually do before I just identify you with a, you know, a red or blue blood or crip type tag and say you're automatically scum? So shout out to all the homies on Bay Street here in downtown Toronto in the financial district. You do not deserve half a FEMA camp, a concentration camp built in, you know, where you work, where you have to be for work, you know, and you do not deserve to not be able to work where they say, yeah, yeah, go use some of your vacation days or just don't get paid or just go bugger off or just deal with it or whatever. Because these are third world police state conditions. You know, it's never been this, you know, you don't go to Cuba and see giant concrete metal walls and fences, you know, and cops like this. You know, this is the beginning of the end, unless, you know, we begin to end it. And again, nothing personally against the cops and soldiers and troops and mercs out there. I mean, they were ordered to do this, and they were given a certain understanding of the world that makes them really paranoid. But I get down there, I slap up a couple flyers, I keep heading south, and then I'm confronted by a couple police officers who say you need to have a permit, a $35 permit to put up posters and flyers now. I'm like, what? And yeah, I need a permit. I need a freaking permit. So I'm thinking this is crazy. And whatever, but it's a $35 permit, $135 sign, made me take him down. So I argued briefly, but then I was surrounded by 8-10 cops, because they got nothing else to do. And they're all super swatted out, and they're right on me. And they're pretty much like, you better skedaddle. It's like, we just saw you put that up. You know, I'm just like, you can get fined for this. And I was like, all right. And I got to tell you, I walked away from there, and it started building inside me as a guy. Because as you can tell on this radio show, I like to talk. I like to get my points across. And I do not like being intimidated into not being able to speak my mind. But anyway, after dealing with those cops and, you know, and you know, being a little bit, you know, shaken up by just, they were nice enough, to be honest. Like, I didn't feel threatened. You know, they told me what they had to tell me or felt they had to tell me, and I buggered off. But they certainly were, you know, in close and tight in case I, you know, did anything with my Yoo-hoo glue stick. But then I walked, you know, a block north, and I asked some other cops, you know, who were there in yellow jackets on bikes. And I'd stop one of them and say, hey, excuse me, do you know about this permit thing? Do I need to get a permit? And they're like, yeah, I think you need to get a permit, you know, got to talk to City Hall. And I was like, all right, well, it's over there. The guy cracked up and went, yeah, good luck. I'm like, all right, thanks. So I walked up to City Hall. Things were closed. Talked to 311. Apparently a new sign bylaw was passed in April, and it changed everything. And I may have to write, you know, handwrite garage sale on all these signs or something just to be able to put them up. Because it was done in April of this year, likely, you know, for protests in general, but definitely likely just before this G20 summit, to make it more difficult for us to get the truth out there. And it's all going to be selectively enforced. Talked to a lovely woman at 311. Again, won't air her name out, but I did. I was at City Hall doing all this, and just in the main foyer there. And she said that, yeah, it seems like a pretty ambiguous law. It just got passed in April. You can go to New Sign Bylaw, toronto.ca/newsignbylaw, you know, or whatever, New Sign Bylaw to check it, and a whole bunch of rules. And this was passed with the help of a bunch of socialist community artists and activists here. Now, I'm telling you, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. You know, next time you pull this crap or you just support, you know, government legislation without understanding it, because you may get some government arts funding that controls content, you know, later, may, out of it, which is basically what, at the end of this, working with city councilors and everybody, you can go to youtube.com/supportlocalscene to see videos of how this all transpired, courtesy of Danny Liberty, because he did film a lot of this. And I have nothing personal against Danny, nothing personal against them, but you have to wake up. You have to wake up and realize what this is. They give you a little bit of power here in communist Canada. The government will give you a little bit of power and addict you to that power, and a little bit of access to politicians, and then say, do it the mainstream way. It's the only way to get things accomplished. And you'll agree to pass some legislation that in the end gets you almost nothing or nothing and takes something from you. Because now you got to pay $35 to put up a freaking poster. So anyway, I checked that out at the city. I don't even know if this is true yet. I got to go to MLS, Municipal Licenses and Standards. I got to call them today, and I got to go there, and I may have to get a permit if I have to get a permit, and all this crazy, just nutty stuff. So anyway, this is what's going on in the city. This is a restriction of free speech. I even talked to a woman from film and television at City Hall yesterday, and we both commented briefly on the fact that Speaker's Corner at Nathan Phillips Square, just in front of the Churchill statue, is gone. Was removed. Removed. Is no longer here. People told me at the beginning when I noticed it and thought it was crazy. They're like, everyone's, because, you know, we're in the new age. Everyone wants to be happy. So people are just making up fantasies. Maybe they took it away for a cleaning. I was like, all right, if I got to deal with that, I'll deal with that. I'll wait a month. Never came back. How long does it take to clean a little, you know, 4 foot by 2 by 2 podium? You know, so it's gone. It's been there since 88 when a city councilor, a good Toronto city councilor, said we should have a speaker's corner, just like England, where any member of the city can go up there and speak their mind. But we, you know, we don't have that anymore. And so on. And all of these laws are based on selective enforcement, so we got to be careful. So what did I do? Well, I think these laws are Hitlerian in scope. I think they're fascist. I think they're evil. I think they're unconstitutional. And I've heard that they've been challenged many times, and they've been beaten in this city. And before there was even a law, I got the actual legal, you know, case on this sent to me by a good friend in Ottawa from Ottawa 9/11 Truth, Ottawa We Are Change Ottawa, rather. Shout out to the We Are Change Ottawa homies, which actually cited a case where you can actually put posters, flyers, stickers on government signs, provided you do not obscure the meaning of the sign and or endanger people in the process. So if you put them over a stop sign and people don't stop and die, you might be going to jail. But if you put it over a stop sign and people can see the stop sign, oh, don't put it over a stop sign, for God's sakes. Don't put it over traffic signs. But other signs in general, you can just put stuff. And it's okay as long as you don't obscure the sign. Because that would be vandalism, or destruction would be vandalism, you know, if you destroy something. But if you just, you know, add a little note to it, you know, then it's not a big deal. So you know, we're here, folks. This is the 21st century Brave New World Police State. It's 10 after 7 in the morning. I think I'm waiting for Mr. Gaskin today, and if you folks out there are looking for some jazz, I will try and find some for you. But you live in Toronto too, and I don't know where he's at, and I apologize. So for you fans of Ron Gaskin here on Wednesdays on CKLN 88.1, you are listening to the previous host, BK, aka Black Krishna, CKLN's Rude Awakening from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. I host. And just killing time here by killing a few lies as I see it, you know, just especially G20 related. Quick shout out to Statism Watch for picking up that police add water cannon to G20 arsenal. Again, I'm walking around with a Yoo-hoo glue stick. There's cops passing me in cars, on bikes, in rented cars, you know, just on foot, and just tons and tons of them. And this has been happening for a couple of years. And they know what I'm doing, they see what I'm doing, and they leave me alone. Because it's perfectly fine and perfectly legal. And so I think these laws are Hitlerian and crazy, so I went to Queen Street, where at least I could claim community standards. And I just murked Queen Street yesterday, you know, from basically Much Music on to, you know, halfway to Bathurst. You know, so you can check out the handiwork for yourself, north and south side of Queen Street. A bunch of screw the $1 billion G20 quote protest. Who wants to yell at a fence and go home? Can we share the non-GMO shopping guide? Can we share the risks and benefits of vaccines? Can we save our celebrities? You know, and it's got Vigilant Citizen down there for people in Toronto that want to look into how and why, you know, how the industry is controlled. And why celebrities do certain things, and why Miley Cyrus can't be tamed when she's 17, you know, and what her role is to whore out a bunch of little girls, or teach them how to whore out anyway. They can whore themselves out after they learn, and after they get inspired by someone who they found inspirational as, you know, the happy explorer Hannah Montana. And this was done with Britney, and done with Christina, and done with a lot of them, and so you can, you know, you can learn about that process. there. But anyway, so those are some examples. Fluoride, too. Fluoridealert.org. Why don't Montreal and Vancouver use it? And then, of course, can we educate the G20 protesters? Basically, half an 8.5 by 11 page long with, you know, a million points on why this crap shouldn't be happening here. And so on and so sense. But the cover of the Metro, well, it says, where is everyone in the middle? It's structured here. On the left, it says, love never lasts in the small screen. The Bachelor's flying solo again. Jake Pavelka and Vienna Giraldi, the lovey double couple have split. So you can talk about that instead, you know. Right beside it, it says, fashion sense counts. Dressing for the G20 protest is tricky. Look too poor corporate and you might be a paint bomb, and you might be paint bombed. Dress like a militant protester and you run the risk of being tear gassed. You see this? You see how this is all a joke? Like some spook is writing this. And just laughing at everybody. And the public is laughing at the people who are going to this. That's the thing. That's why they don't work. You know, when people ask, you know, why don't a lot of activists make sense? You know, I can explain that. So I'm going to. And we're going to get some ish done in this city of a practical nature. If you're leading these protests and you know pictures being taken, you mean, why not look good, says Catherine McEwen, general manager of Queen West Fashion Boutique Fashion Crimes. I've taken some pictures of their window. They're on Queen, just a little bit, just you know, a few doors east of the Rivoli on the south side, or north side, rather. And very interesting juxtapositions there, just, you know, depressed, you know, girls in their 20s and super happy teens in their window and all sorts of crazy. They have a Go Gaga display on right now. Kind of amusing. On the opposite end of the spectrum, former RCMP officer and security expert Chris Mathers had more conservative advice. Don't go. That's how you should dress. I agree. I agree with Chris Mathers from the RCMP. Don't go. Let's all not go to this protest. Do something else. Find some information. Learn something. Don't just show up to chant something. Learn something that somebody else should know. And then find a way to share it with people who don't know. Don't just get together with a bunch of people who know to yell, we're really mad. We're really mad. And then have the other side yell, we already know. We already know. And then, you know, enable the government to say, oh, you're going to do that? Well, we have to react like this. And then screw everybody in this city. And everybody in Canada by extension, because this is a martial law style erosion of our rights. Gay rights protest as well downtown yesterday here in the Metro. Maple syrup for visiting journalists is part of the tote bag for the G20. Shots fired near security zone. Toronto police say shots fired near the G20 security zone early yesterday were not G20 related. Whew. Several undercover officers heard the shots fired in the area of King and John Streets near the security fence. They spotted a black car speeding away. Police said they have made no arrests and no suspects have been identified. How do they know they're not G20 related? Again, just absolute insanity. Below that, Eclipse, the Twilight saga, selling us a lot of vampires and death and so on today. So definitely, you know, look into more about that. Vigilant Citizen, Vigilant, V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T, citizen.com. We'll give you a little bit of insight on that. Smitherman predicts shift from Ford in voter sentiment. Again, everything's how you feel these days. What are these people actually going to do for the damn city? Let's get that. Province eyeing Supercorp. No decision yet to sell LCBO, Hydro One, OLG, says McGuinty. And McGuinty's acting really fascist. The government just comes out and tells us, we're thinking of doing this even though you're all screwed. We're thinking of doing this even though you're all screwed. I yelled yesterday, what can we take? And I'll make note that that is something to consider today. G20 to turn Toronto a ghost town from thestar.com. Mosquitoes could be Huntsville weapon against protesters. Organize the G8 summit array to battle millions of uninvited guests. Mosquitoes. tourists bypass Toronto during the summit. We're probably going to lose a couple million dollars in tourism this weekend. Just ridiculous. Canadian poppies touch hearts in Afghanistan. Irony, since Canadian soldiers are there, guarding the poppy fields and perpetuating the war and facilitating the global heroin trade. So there you go. Cover of the Globe and Mail, GlobeMail.com. And it's got the back of a police officer, his butt basically, and it's got his taser and his thing, and there's his little stick or flashlight, I think, that can probably use a stick, and a helmet and a bag and his arm there. And he's got his arm vein, and he's wearing a wristwatch with the watch turned down, which is often what you do when you don't want to bump it into things walking by. I do that too sometimes. But anyway, it says G20 security prepared for any threat, at any cost. You know, it says here, ensuring the safety of world leaders, authorities face a, quote, bottomless barrel of demands. Now, this is, and if I took a picture of a cop's butt like this, I'm sure that I can't. Go telephoto. But anyway, it says here, empty offices. The G stands for ghost town. G8. Well, Toronto goes into lockdown. Lockdown. You know, let me tell you where the term lockdown is from. All right? Now, lockdown. Just look at the term lockdown, just as a word. Google it and see, you know, what mentions come up. Because that's what I do sometimes. I'm like, all right, how is this word often used? You know, I'm going to see how it's commonly used in the culture where it's being used by the mass media. And lockdown is used only, as far as I know. And this just came to me, so you can double-check this crap. In prison. Lockdown. We got a lockdown. Lockdown, folks. Everybody in your cells. We're doing lockdown. You know, there's been a fire. There's been a this. Lockdown. Something's been stolen. Lockdown. We're going to go in. And it says here. So it says, while Toronto goes into lockdown. And you wonder why Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson call it PrisonPlanet.com. Why for years they've been talking about a cashless society control grid. Why I heard Jones in 2002's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, which I saw somewhere around 2003, 2004, which first woke me up from being a mainstream left activist who was into Democracy Now and was a little scared to say 9/11 was an inside job, although the evidence was adding up at the time even then. He said back then, that, you know, he said, it's all shifting over. It's all shifting over into government jobs and security. The future is all going to be doing that. Government, security, and health care. You know, that's where it's going to. They want more low-level bureaucratic health care to euthanize us because they're a bunch of eugenics and they want to sterilize us and kill us and give us toxic vaccines. And then you got a bunch of bureaucrats to enforce all this as the government grows and takes over everything as we move into a communist system. And then all the jobs are going to be security in the future. If you want to get a job, it's going to be in security. And last night I saw a 50-year-old black dude at Queen and Spadina doing security at the TD Bank there. I just chilled out to have a smoke there for a sec. He asked me what I was doing. And he said, are you waiting for the streetcar? I said, no, I'm just having a smoke. He goes, well, you got to go. I'm like, can I finish my smoke? Same time as waiting for the streetcar. And he's like, all right, cool. So, fine. And then after that, some sort of, you know, van, I think it might have been fire or whatever, some sort of red van drove by, and someone indicated to him that he should pay more attention to me since I started slapping up posters after I finished again. So he stood up, paid attention to me. I finished the corner of Queen and Spadina, gave him a little nod, and moved on. Like, I'm not offended. You know, I know he's asked to do these things. And so I'm going to make it easy for him to do this. But between the 50-year-old black dude and the 50-year-old Sikh dude, you know, further up Queen, who I saw at, you know, midnight, because I got home around 1 last night, 1, 1.30-ish, went to bed around 2.30, woke up 4.30. I was almost going to talk to myself and start going, you know what, maybe I'll just close my eyes for a second and start, you know, thinking silly things for just a minute or two. And I was like, no, don't do that, you're going to miss the show. And so, you know, I'm on 2 hours sleep, and I came in, but I thought it was disgusting that these old guys were there. So Jones was talking about how this is all going to happen 10 years ago. You know, 15 years ago, honestly. And he's been right about it. It's not like, you know, it's like, you know, people talk about predictions. People like predictions. Like, oh, did you hear about this? Like Nostradamus, 2012. What about every week, mofo? What about every week? What about every week for 4 hours a day? What about evergreen films? What about 9/11, The Road to Tyranny? What about Terrorstorm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, which goes through all the declassified examples when governments have staged things, like possibly this story of the shooting yesterday, where they said, yeah, some shots were fired, but we know it's not G20 related, even though we have no suspects and no witnesses and no info. And we're just, oh, so you're putting that shots are being fired downtown. You're putting that out there just to scare us. And you're putting that conclusion out there just so we say, yeah, shots are fired, but, you know, ish happens. Move along. And you know, it's G20 related, but it's not G20 related, right? And so on. And you know, if this many cops can't catch a speeding black sports car with all their technology from downtown Toronto to freaking Etobicoke chasing them, then, you know, whatever. There's also weird new silent drones going on above the city where Yeah, there's new drones above the city, which I'm noticing. They move differently. They may move different than helicopters, and they've got lights pointing down, and they look kind of like more like hovercrafty style things. Not too high up. There's no air traffic high up. I even asked an officer at the Much Music Awards on Sunday evening, where I went to after the NXNE thing, and I accidentally happened to walk. I was walking to check it out. I happened to walk up and get a perfect spot to see, a great spot to see Drake perform. Although sound was crappy and set was too short, but it was nice to see T-Dot come out. Although I did hear a couple of guys going, hey, I'm going to say, F Drake, I'm just going to say that, because there's a lot of people there, and he's trying to be badass, and he's like, and don't think I won't say it. I'm just thinking, I don't think there's a point in you saying it. Like, what is that? Are you the man because of, like, what is this? Why would you want to mess up half the people's here good time, at least, or most of them's a good time, and what does that make you if you're the guy that did that? Are you a badass or are you a dumbass? And so they didn't do it, but that sentiment is out there, and that's why I wrote the song, the great Drake hate over 416 Light Up, to kind of break down the hate and thing. And I can keep making better music, and I'm going to keep making better music, but I got to make more music to get better and make better music, and I've been doing that for a while now. And I got to put stuff out there because I just got to get these thoughts finished, get off my chest, and move on to the next one. But it is almost 7:30. Not sure how much time I want to take of Mr. Gaskins. I don't know where he is, so I do apologize for that. Mr. Gaskin, if you're out there, please do call in. What I'm going to do is what I've done before when a jazz programmer has not come in, and that is I'm going to find some jazz for you online, streaming, or whatever, to play to make sure that this time slot is filled with jazz. So hopefully you folks are okay with that. But before I do that, I'll finish off a couple of thoughts and leave you with a song, and then you will hear smooth jazz fade in until hopefully Mr. Gaskin gets here to rescue you with his unique and funky brand and a jazz experience that you will not forget and you should not want to miss. Just exhausting, these ideas and thoughts and whatever here. Shrink pleads guilty for misconduct with a patient here. So that's in the paper. Random. Again, just total random stuff. You can look at all the random stuff. I got a Metro. I can get a Metro from May 26th. I picked up on the streetcar this morning. Because I'm taking the streetcar in off. 2 hours sleep. I ain't walking here. I'm getting as much that 2 hours as possible. Charges dropped in cyclist death. Plane crashes in the building in Markham. Wow, small plane crash in an office building in Markham. Nunziata gets probation for assault. Cop search for missing woman could be stymied. Preteen nabbed while driving stolen car. City may see record-breaking highs. Bus driver hit with fireworks. Assault case against TTC employee postponed. Let gay men give blood, say experts. Canucks don't know who to believe in Gurgis Gate. G8 summons to ring up over $1 billion bill. And on and on and on. And so abortion aid needed. Stronach. Canada an online criminals haven, says minister. MP Stavers to avoid testifying. Advocates fired up in gun registry debate. And so this is the first 8 pages of actually the 24 paper. None of that stuff is any good for you. None of it. I don't mean it's not interesting or true or anything like that. I mean, it's not good for you. There's just simply no point in learning it. And so that's why I recommend out there for you folks, as I wrap up, special hour and a half edition of CKLN Rude Awakening here on the 23rd of June 2010. Going to get some jazz going here on CKLN Radio because that's what this time slot is meant for. But just finishing off, especially with the G20 here, and especially with articles like the cover of today's National Post saying... oh, man. Sorry about that. There's a weird... Here we go. Foreign powers have infiltrated Canadian politics, CSIS head says. The head of Canada's spy agency, who's being introduced at this G20 summit. We've never met this guy before. He's a white dude, whitish hair, black glasses, looks a bit like Stéphane Dion. Slightly tougher. I'd say he's about 15% tougher than Stéphane Dion. The former liberal leader. Ignatius, the carpetbagging piece of crap. Stephen Heil Harper. See Heil Harper. Again, same thing. Layton, too. Total phony. Says he knows Niall's inside job. Never says anything about it. Spoke about the North American Union 5 years ago, 2005, after the SPP was signed. Hasn't talked about it since. His job is to be the best we can hope for. And then we can eventually hope for nothing. And so, you know, that is the plan out there. So, oops. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry, caught some cursing in that. I'm just playing some instrumentals, unrealistic, some hip-hop instrumentals right now in the background, and so occasionally they'll mix in a sample. But this is important. This is the introduction of the police state, and it's actually not the police state because they don't make the decisions. It's the corporate, bankster, New World Order, Anglo-American establishment, eugenics, cashless society control grid being introduced after years of 24... CSI, intelligence, you know, all these, you know, shows, we actually literally have a giant picture of the head of CSIS on, I'm assuming, the cover of the National Post, certainly in the National Post. This picture is, even online, about 6 by 5 inches, maybe 7 by 5 inches. So this is the introduction, folks. Here it is, CanWest News Service, Tuesday, June 22nd, 2010. The head of Canada's spy agency says foreign governments have infiltrated Canadian politics, CBC News reported Tuesday night. Quote, we're in fact a bit worried in a couple of provinces that we have an indication that there are political figures who have developed quite an attachment to foreign countries, Richard Fadden, the director of Canadian Security Intelligence Service, told CBC. This is how stupid they think we are. Because they think we'll take everything straight. Not stupid, just weak. Because we're smart. We're funny. We can think of clever things. We've been socialized to be weak about these issues and just accept things from the government because our mind control is insane here. And so, if there were foreign powers infiltrating our political system and our version of the CIA wanted to deal with them, would they really have the head of this come out and tell the media, "Yeah, we're worried"? That there's foreign powers infiltrating politics in a couple of provinces. warning them on the cover of the National Post and on CBC that we're on to you. So you can pack up your ish and leave, or you can find better ways to do it, but we basically caught you. It's not like this is a trial. It's not like CSIS can say, we caught him. If the CSIS said, we caught him, that'd be different. If there was a trial with actual evidence of espionage, corporate espionage, there's a lot of intelligence services to do that. The U.S. steals from China, China steals from the U.S., and Europe, and on, everyone's, you know, constantly hiring. And it's known as the banker's CIA, by the way, informally, you know, through the 70s, 60s. It was just, that's what it was, the banker's CIA. When the bankers want something, they want a country knocked over, they got the CIA to do it, you know, and so on. So, because the central banking powers of the world really control this whole system, and our socialization, and our mind control, and our opportunities, but we control ourselves within this system, and that's the good news. So, you know, on a beautiful summer's day, before the G20, I'm going to be out there hitting the streets, giving people something to talk about. I'm not trying to brag, I'm not trying to do anything, I'm just trying to say it is what it is at this point. The G20 is here, and if you think I'm not going to try and do what I can for this city, you're crazy. You know, all I know, all the people doing stuff, all the people that are successful at all in this culture are cool with what I'm up to because they got their own success. But the people that are insecure and that aren't doing anything worth talking about to anybody, so they just have to recycle crap from the media, a lot of them will try and tear you down. You know, they'll try and make whatever into something else. They won't just take things straight. Like, cool, man. You know, like if Drake says, or if anybody says, I want to be a hip-hop and rap superstar. They're halfway talented and seem to be taking it seriously. I'm like, you know, yeah, okay, looks like it. Good luck, man. I can see that. If I'm coming from a strong place. If I'm not, nah, come on. You, nah, no way, whatever. And all that hate and crap. So back to this article for a sec. Mr. Fadden said cabinet ministers in two provinces, which he did not name, are under control of foreign governments. He said the politicians haven't hidden their ties to foreign governments, and recently they've been shifting their policy decisions to reflect those relationships. I have news for you, folks. We're all under control of foreign governments, called the New World Order, offshore central banking cartel, and their network of secret societies and so on, and think tanks worldwide. Free the Masons. New Free the Masons videos as well. at youtube.com/supportlocalscene. Go to pressfortruth.ca to see the latest on the G20, pressfortruth.ca. Go to youtube.com/supportlocalscene to see Freedom Masons for my interview with a third-degree Freemason on the streets of Toronto, Dundas Square. One of a kind. Amazing stuff, about 20 minutes long. I chopped up a bit with some footage. Very nice guy named Raul, wearing the Mason ring. Spoken to him a couple of times. There's actually a previous interview from last summer, which another guy has, but, you know, he flaked off. We don't know what happened to him on film. And so on, but basically talking about it. And I basically, you know, in the conversation where he says, Masons are about good character. They're about building better character. That's why you join, to build better character. And you can be any religion or whatever, and your first loyalty, this is all his words, your family and to yourself, but the idea is to build better character. So my first thought is, well, if so many of you guys is in powerful positions around the world, and your whole goal is to build better character, why is the world so effed up? But that's neither here nor there. I don't even think I got a chance to ask him that in that interview. But he did say, I did ask him in that interview, I said, wait a minute, you guys are all about good character, and you yourself know that, you know, climate change is BS, you know, we have privacy issues we have to worry about, that 9/11 is an inside job, and that the New World Order sucks, then can more of you good Masons, you know, get into the fight against the New World Order? And he basically said that, yeah, he could see Masons taking up the charge of warning people about swine flu and other vaccines, you know, warning people that 9/11 is an inside job, we should watch for false flag terrorism, false flag attacks, false flag stories. A bunch of cops were killed on 9/11. They don't want this either. But if the state decides to kill a bunch of cops, it's going to make the rest of them real mad and real paranoid. And so that's a distinct possibility in the city. That's why I'm rocking my 9/11 and inside job shirt, to make sure that the criminal elements within government who stage terror drills, lots of them, don't suddenly flip one of those live by switching the inert gas for the poison gas, or the, you know, fake bomb for the real bomb, you know, or whatever. Because that's what happened at on 9/11 and on 7/7 and on 3/11 in Spain, you know, with the Madrid bombings in 2004, and on 6/11 in India with the Mumbai attacks. And on, I think I'm missing one. I think there's another one in there. There's a bunch in there. But anyway, the New World Order, whatever, they control, you know, they're occult, they're whack jobs, they're eugenicists, bunch of pedophiles. That's the problem with this diplomatic immunity crap. There's going to be a lot of people getting messed up in the city. Feel sorry for all the prostitutes out there, children out there getting abused by these satanic pedophile cults, international satanic pedophile guilds that run the world. This is a little too heavy, though, for 7:35. For those of you listening to this stuff, I apologize if you don't want to be. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna, waiting for Mr. Ron Gaskin. Not sure what to do, but now I'm sure that I'm going to go find you some jazz soon. But the G20's here, and I'm just taking the opportunity to break this down from a number of angles here on CKLN Radio, just so we know. So, one thing, F a protest, you know, if you're going to stand for something, don't just stand there to yell slogans with other people. You know, stand for sharing information that is of value with people who don't know it. Don't just inform the informed or get together with the informed to say you're informed and yell at cops getting annoyed trying to keep straight faces, at politicians inside who can't hear you, who already know what you think, and who know exactly when you're going to show up and exactly when you're going to leave because they invited you. And we're using this $1 billion to show off the latest war on terror stories, including sound cannons, latest I heard from statismwatch.blogspot.com, water cannons, and so on, and just a massive police presence in this city, and half a concentration camp built downtown in Toronto in the Financial District, Union Station, and so on. Absolutely disgusting. Built through the heart of this city, not in, but through the heart of this city. And if this city has a heart, and if the people of the city have a heart, then they're going to be mad about this. So, you know, that's my angle on that. A bunch of flyers out there. Go to whatyouwanttobelievein.com in the sense that you want to believe that we can find a way out of this mess where, and not just you know, run for cancer and then eat GMO foods and get cancer and run for cancer and get cancer and run for cancer and get cancer, and that type of crap, but actually get rid of the GMO foods. Like, do some real stuff, not just take the easiest way to do things. And that will involve a little more discipline, a little more research. That's also why I put this on Canadian males age 25 to 45, and I put it on them for a year, you know, in different ways, kind of testing and suggesting this. And no one disagrees that if there is a real threat to our health, our wealth, our relationships, our minds, our country, our city, our hood, then, you know, Canadian men in an immature culture, you know, used to be a 15, you could fight an army, but whatever. You know, if 21-year-olds just want to get drunk and chase girls now, fine. By 25, you should be able to spend a couple hours a week working on how to defend your country's sovereignty and so on. Anyway, that's enough for me. I'm gonna leave you with my track. I'm gonna leave you with I'm gonna leave you with my track. The Great Drake Hate Over, a track I wrote for the city of Toronto, but also for people everywhere. There is a hating vibe, a hating mentality. Losers lose themselves in what they lose. Winners like, comma, to win. As a statement, losers lose themselves in or with what they lose. Winners like to win. That's what they do. That's how they get in. And that's what a positive attitude is. My negative attitude, this is not a negative attitude. This is a positive attitude. We can actually do stuff. So, you know, put your bottles up and celebrate. Couple of websites to shout out, Infowars.com, Overall News, NaturalNews.com, Great Health Site, TrendsResearch.com, nope, mind your money, man, and CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, Great Philosophical Overview from Alan Watt, HenryMAKOW.com for good relationship info, ThePinkCross.org for porn, basically, former porn star saying, it's not what you think, folks. They are really good actresses in the sense that they're acting to pay rent in many cases, or, you know, it's a, you know, if we got too much porn, we got too many hoes. I got a track where I reference that. And so we got to figure out how to mitigate this. VigilantCitizen.com for control of our entertainment industry. You can see where Miley Cyrus is going and where she's taking little girls. Let's get an understanding of how we can save our celebrities from being prostituted in front of our eyes and for getting us to prostitute ourselves. So VigilantCitizen.com. But there are a lot of haters in my city, and there are a lot of haters in my world. But if they're just hating, they just hate themselves, unless it's the G20 and the New World Order. So get hip to this stuff. A couple of websites to recommend locally, PressForTruth.ca, ConspiracyCulture.com, and TorontoTruthSeekers.com. Peace out, everybody. A minute, mine a little wine. Not a glass, oh, too many, but too many men hard to find. Old thing for me, I dream dreams of free. You dream being babied into insanity. Hating just means somebody got to you or me. I ain't hating, I'm relating. How you shine, set me free, see? I'm only sorry for it taking so long to be relating the way to being long playing, no matter who good song playing. Well, hold up, I confess. Works best with a heart and something worth getting off your chest. So, get off on this, not absolute, but absolute. Models at the club, have the solution. Models at the club, love the illusion. When the beat drops, make a resolution. Feel your powerful revolution in your spine. It's time for solutions. We all in the same vibe. Step back finally. Now I'm ready for boosting. We've been taught to get gifts and not use them. Got gifts, choose them. God's gift to your time and your mind. Don't pay no mind to how we're supposed to be. Lose it. Losers lose it over what they lose. Winners like to win. That's what they do. That's how they get in. Changing a hit and give me a beat by Satan. I'm making this track band in hell. Then summer jam, shame them. No shame in the game. Why? I love what I can. You just waiting to do some hate. You just hating yourself. Damn. To all the haters saying it like it's witty. You ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young brother shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine. To all the haters saying it like it's witty. You ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young sister shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine. Okay, on to thank me later. I'll thank you before for the leak. I hate it. Who wanna cop a copy like a cop at a swap? Knocking on summer jams and not bringing that three beat. Well, first, do you or you ain't true? Second, if they gave you 10 million, make my pop album too. But do it pop, dude? Speak to you, reach you, or teach you? What are you trying to learn? How are you trying to preach you? Guess that depends on whether you catch that or duck it. How many times, Kev, you gotta make grab bucket? Got lines I like, lines I don't, lines I won't, lines I find later, lines I might quote. Line if you say you can't bang it, smoke. Too many top co-signs. It sounds like a joke, but it's not.
that line, you'll get a piece of my mind. Pissing on the beach, frozen, pissed off, crying. Can't think for yourself, shot on. Who's hot or not? Who's hip hop or not? Who's got a lot of us to talk? In circles a lot. Internet gangsters immersing a lot. Find something to like, stop finding ways to stop. The revolutionary boom back, heard at the top. We at a party, nobody can stop. Unless we stop, hate and own everything we've got. Find your own deal, then find some help. Push it up your rock. Remember why you got into hip hop. Remember why the world did too. It encompassed a lot. Got me a compass and square to map out the spot where we can break bread and talk, break down bars and thoughts. So, duck haters, snitches too. All you got is truth.
To all the haters saying it like it's witty, you ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young brother shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine. To all the haters saying it like it's witty, you ruin your mind, your grind, your city. To all the young fans, let a young city shine. Watch you go for yours, I wanna go for mine.
Support for streaming comes from Sorticulture, Everett's Garden Arts Festival, partnering art and nature in Legion Park, June 11th through 13th, with handcrafted art.
Okay, folks, this is your host, BK, back here. I found jazz24.org. Just to make sure we got some jazz programming here on CKLN 88.1 FM. CKLN.FM online, Rogers Cable Box 947, leaving you with an extended Rude Awakening. Apologize for the delay. Apologize if the content was something that you're not used to. I actually really enjoy it when the jazz hosts chill us out after I try and get us all worked up. And so, enough of my editorializing. Here's some jazz for you, courtesy of jazz24.org. Apologies. Mr. Ron Gaskin is currently not here right now. Hope he's doing well. And hopefully he comes in to spell you folks for the rest of the broadcast. But if not, do enjoy jazz24.org if you happen to like habitually tuning into CKLN Radio at this time, and enjoy jazz for the next few hours. Peace out, everybody.